The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Now and again, my producers, editors and the orchestra that puts this programme together say, OK, it's Friday, we'll give Ivan a little treat. And it's a great pleasure to be able to talk horses because we have two experts for you, two of the people who know more about thoroughbreds and tipping winners and form books, Don McLean of Don McLean Racing and of the Irish Field, and David Jennings, deputy editor of the Racing Post, are joining me now because they said, Ivan, you can have little treat, you can't be more than 10 minutes, but all across the country, in every pub and hotel and sports ground, there will be a Cheltenham preview coming up. Friday the 15th of March is the Gold Cup day and it all kicks off on Tuesday. It is an event, if you've never been to it, put it on your bucket list. 20,000 Irish make a pilgrimage each year to go. There is no event like it. And so, we need to get our card marked. We are part of the greedy and grasping punters out there. So we're going to not focus on equine flu or all the things. And David, let me start with you. What Irish horse are you most excited about that's going to run and face the starter at Cheltenham?
Can I have two, Ivan?
Yes.
Okay, well, one of them obviously is the horse that's missing from action tomorrow. Presenting Percy is probably the big Irish hope. People think he's the next Anoli. He's a crowd favourite. Unfortunately, he's not showing up in the Red Mills Chase tomorrow, which was a big shock for us all this morning because we fully expected him to be running. But Philip Reynolds, his owner, seems to be suggesting that everything is fine, everything is good. He's just not running. They've just taken that step with him and he goes straight to the Gold Cup, so he's obviously hugely exciting. But I think this season has been the star of this season has been Apples Jade to me anyway. She's won her four starts by a combined winning distance of 73 lengths. Like, if we were in here this time last year and we were tipping Apples Jade to win a champion hurdle, people would laugh at us. But she's turned inside out this season and I cannot wait to see how she gets on in the champion hurdle, because for me her four performances this season have been the best four performances by any horse, male or female.
Okay, well, we'll sit then with the champion hurdle and the Gold Cup, and we'll take Apples Jade first. She's a front runner. She's an optimum distance of 2.5 miles. This is a significant step up from her previous Cheltenham races. Where is there anything in the form book to say she's as good as Bouverdere?
I think it's all there, Ivan, to be honest with you. She's rated 165. Bouverdere is rated 173. She's obviously getting the £7 mare's allowance. But I think when you go back through her performances, like last time in the Irish Champion Hurdle, she was breathtaking. She hammered Super Sunday. That's a pretty strong formula.
He's average.
He's
a 3 mile.
I don't think that Bouverdere could do to Super Sunday what Apples Jade did to Super Sunday. And when you go through Bouverdere's form, Ivan, there's holes in it everywhere you look.
But the way the race will be run will suit Bouverdere. She'll go off in front, Barry will settle him in and just do her on the line.
Yeah, of course it will. But Mick Jazz was beaten 3 lengths in the Champion Hurdle last year. People in Gordon Elliott's stable would laugh at you when you compare Apples Jade and Mick Jazz. And that, to me, tells a story.
All right, we look to you for the knowledge on this, Dan. So there's two horses we're focused on. Mm. They're both Irish. They're both big standard bearers. Let's start with Apples Jade and we'll come on to presenting Percy. I'll tell you why he mightn't win. Apples Jade, 4 against?
Oh, 4. No, definitely 4. I was blown away by what she did the last day in the Irish Champion Hurdle. Like you, I thought 2.5 miles was her optimum trip, and she was unbeaten, she is unbeaten in 2 runs over 3. Gordon Elliott and Jigginstown, they dropped a backing trip for the Irish Champion Hurdle last time, which was a fair experiment to undertake. And if she just won it and just beaten Super Sunday by 2 or 3 lengths, you'd have said, well, fair enough, 2.5 is probably still her optimum. But what she did, like, she just got out in front and went further and further clear. And to me, That was as good a performance as she's put up.
But
under,
she jumps to the right. This is a left-handed course.
Yeah, and if she does jump a wee bit to her right, I wouldn't worry too much about that. Like, it's not like she jumps markedly to her right and gives away acres of ground. And she's so slick over her hurdles anyway. And she doesn't have to lead either. She can take a lead and sit in behind if they want to do that.
So. And is Bouverdere the only danger to her, or is there anything else?
Well,
there?
If Lorena runs there, like another.
That's right. Lorena could be anything.
Look, she could. Like, we just don't know how good Lorena is. You know, she's everything she's.
Willie Mullins' star.
Yeah.
novice. Yeah,
a young
mare.
She won the novices mare's race last year at Cheltenham, so she's got Cheltenham Festival winning form.
I'm told Lorena is leaving Mellon for dead.
Yeah, well, that could be if you heard that, Ivan, it's probably true.
We
just don't know where the ceiling of her ability is.
She's probably just done everything she's been asked to. Okay, presenting Percy. I'll tell you the reasons it won't win. The races he's won, the RSA and a handicap, this is a different step up. The 3.25 miles, you need to be a 4 miler nearly to win it. Native River will dog him all the way, and that there is nothing in the form book to say that he has a rating to win this race.
He has to improve on what he's done form-wise, but the RSA chase that he won last year is working out really, really well. You know, and like Elegant Escape was behind him, Albin Photo was behind him, Monoly was behind him. The form of that race has been enhanced this season, and we were all waiting for him to come back. He came back at Goran Park on Thaiste's chase day and won the Galmai Hurdle doing handsprings. And he won. Like, the thing you love about presenting Percy is...
You're not answering my question. Where is his chase rating?
He looks like he's got loads more left to give. Like in the Galway Hurdle, he jumped the last and it looked like they were getting to him, but he picked up again and went on, pricked his ears, and you know, in the style of
a
horse with lots
race.
Of energy left. No, it wasn't a nothing race.
Bopalm and some old timers.
Yeah, like they're good hurdlers, and he's a chaser. You had Kilulta Vic, who's bounced back to form in that race and had a soft ground. He ran a big race, but he beat them. He only beat them by about two lengths in the end. But
you're both of the same view that these are two Irish investments.
Well, they're priced up accordingly. Like they're both short. Like Apple's Jade is
7-4. Yeah, 2-1 and 3-1. Yeah.
But you're worried about the trip for presenting Percy. He won the Porterstown Chase at Fairy House last year as a novice when he wasn't as strong as he is now. He hadn't filled out into his frame. 3.5 at Fairy House. And he won that race convincingly. I think stamina is an issue.
That was a bit of a boat race insofar as they'd be going a much faster pace in this. Okay, we want your opinion. Now, what I'm looking for is a novice horse, right? A hurdler and a chaser to follow that's Irish. David.
Okay, that's Irish. I think Gordon...
I'm giving you the pick, 2 miles or 3 miles, you know, take your pick.
Yeah, no, that's fine. The shortest price Irish novice is obviously Sir Eric for the Triumph Hurdle, but that's no good to anybody because he's 6-4. Possibly...
Do you think he'll win?
Oh, I do. I think he'll win, yeah. I think he looks
exceptional. For me, he's my banker of the festival.
Yeah, and...
Other than Altior.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and he jumps so well. For a horse that was rated so highly on the flat, to finish third to Stradivarius and then to come out and do what he's done over hurdles, he's exceptional. But he's 6-4 and people don't want to be backing horses 6-4 a month before the Cheltenham Festival. The one that possibly could be very, very good is Battle Over Doyenne, trained by Gordon Elliott. He's unbeaten. He won the Grade 1 Lawler's Hotel Novice Hurdle at Naas the first Sunday in January.
Which race does he go in? The 2.5 mile or the 2 mile?
He'll go in the Ballymore on Wednesday. Okay. Yeah, because they've got
City Island has a bit of a chance.
Yeah, and we'll come on to Don now, and Don will probably be taking me on here with City Island, I think. But I just think Battle Over Doyenne, the way he won that race at Naas, he's got so much scope. Like, he jumped a second last brilliantly that day. They've got Commander of Fleet for the Albert Bartlett, so they have plenty of options. They've got Vision Donair for the 2 mile race, so I think that's the way Gigginstown and Gordon will split them up. But I think Battle Over Doyenne is potentially very good. He'd be one that'd be towards the top of my list.
And on the novice chasers, Larichberg or anything there?
Yeah, Larichberg is one of them horses that, for no real reason, I just haven't really warmed to him as a superstar. I think the best novice chaser in Ireland is Delta Work. I think he's exceptional.
He jumps too low. He's going to be found out, that horse.
Yeah, well, it could be down to the ground that he jumped so low last time, I think he does want a little bit more cut in the ground, which there probably will be at Cheltenham. I thought the performance in beating Larichberg in the Drinmore Fairy House was the best piece of form from any Irish novice or any English novice. I thought it was a really, really... It was a real professional run.
So your novice chaser is Delta Work,
yes.
And your novice hurdler is Battle Over Doyenne.
That's them.
Well, same question to you, Don.
Yeah, just on City Island that David mentioned there, Martin Brazel's horse. He's again another one of those horses who just looks like he's got plenty more in this. Form is rock solid. He won a maiden hurdle at Galway and that got taken off, and then he went and won another maiden hurdle at Leopardstown. He beat Dallas the Picton that day, and Dallas the Picton then came out and won his maiden by 10 lengths and then won the handicap off a mark of 130. He sets a very good benchmark. He beat him well. He went to Naas the last day and he was long odds on, but he just did it really. Mark Walsh, we just gave him a squeeze at the top of the home straight and he picked up really impressively. Again, he's another one of those horses that we don't know how good he is. And, you know, these are all novices and a lot of them are like that. You see them winning races and winning them easily and then they all clash at Cheltenham and then we find out how good they are, which is too late by then.
Four against Sir Eric?
Oh, for Sir Eric, yeah, like David, all the Davids.
His run at Ascot behind Stradivarius on the flat.
That was a hell of a run. The sixth run on the flat. And like Stradivarius won the Triple Crown, Triple Crown last year.
I'm a big fan of Stradivarius.
And Sir Eric, I thought he actually improved. He won his maiden at Leopardstown over Christmas and then he went back for the Spring Juvenile Hurdle. I thought he improved significantly
Your novice hurdle I'm giving you one is what?
City Island.
Okay, he's about 9-1, and the novice chaser you like?
Yeah, I like Delta Work as well. Unoriginal.
About Bally Ward in the 4 miler?
Yeah, I mean he.
I hear from Close Sutton that his horse will stay all day and he won't fall.
He's very young. He probably had Discorama's measure when Discorama fell at the final fence the last day. But and he's a likely race horse who'll probably improve again and will stay.
Okay, there's a couple of feature races: the Stairs, Paisley Park, four against.
Probably against. I just thought that run the last day in the Cleeve Hurdle was just too good to be true. There was a horse that finished third to him that day called Black Op, who I think will get much closer at Cheltenham. He's 16-1 now. I could see him run a big race.
Jump.
Black Op, made two bad errors. You're not liking my tips tonight.
I won't get into your GA tipping, but anyway.
I've just come in here to be ridiculed, that's all.
You knew that before you came in. Right, okay, I'm with you. How about Santini? Nicky Henderson, no?
He's just been all the rage all season, hasn't he, among the British? Like, they love him. And his run at Kempton the last day, when he finished third behind Lebrago Wah, who came to Leopardstown and won the Flogas chase here, it was a good run for a horse who probably didn't handle the track, but he's been so short all year. Like, they've been talking about him for the RSA chase since the start of the season, and I just think he needs a lot of riding. He doesn't have a lot of pace. And well, Kempton didn't suit him. Cheltenham's going to suit him a lot better. But I think he's a favourite
in the form isn't there to back up the price.
Okay, the biggest mistake that punters make is greed. They want, you give them a 6-4 win and say, I wanted one at 33-1. Give us one horse to have a euro each way for those, you know, that aren't regular or hard-bitten punters like us, insofar as a bit of a price can be Irish or English, just to have an interest in.
Yeah, there'd be one I'd be very sweet on the Wednesday. It's in the Coral Cup. It's a horse called Uradel that's trained by Willie Mullins. He finished fifth in the Labrador Hurdle at
Luke McMahon's horse.
Luke McMahon and Willie Mullins won the race last year with Blueberry, who actually I think finished 14th in the same race that Uradel ran in. Uradel is rated 102 in the flat. He's only rated 132 over hurdles at the moment.
What happened at Leopardstown? He's back from 14th to 4th and finished 5th.
Oh, I thought he ran a lovely race. It was the inside track, 2 miles on that ground. 2.5 in the Coral Cup, I think, would be right up his street. And
okay.
I'd say Ruby be fairly sweet on him. I'd say he'd be dying to ride him.
Uradel each way in the Coral Cup. Give us a sneaky one.
I think horses overpriced in the Gold Cup is Album Photo. We haven't seen
another dodgy jumper.
Yet.
Yeah,
no, where do he's you a get good jumper. Yet? I know he fell in the RSA chase last year, but he's a good jumper. He won really well at Tremor in his debut this season, and he's only a 7-year-old who's progressing. He's only run 7 times over fences, so he's got lots of potential to progress again.
All right, my thanks for putting up with my abuse, Don McLean of Don McLean Racing and the deputy editor of the Racing Post, David Jennings, and of course Don writes every Saturday in the Field as well. Thank you both.